Residents of the Tohoku region are still living in the aftermath of the disaster as the owner of the wrecked Fukushima plant, TIPCO, continues the radioactive cleanup, a process which will take decades. 29,000 people remain displaced in a state of semi-permanent evacuation. Japan stopped holding national remembrance ceremonies in 2022, but local authorities are holding services in the three hardest-hit prefectures, Miyagi, Iwate, and Fukushima, which the Prime Minister is attending. March 11 also brings protests against the government and TIPCO. This year, demonstrations are taking place outside the Prime Minister's office in opposition to government plans to restart dormant nuclear plants, one of which is on the very same tsunami-hit coastline. It comes after a powerful earthquake on New Year's Day affected the Shika nuclear power plant in Ishikawa. Chris Gilbert in Tokyo.